USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
For the second time in as many days, a powerful earthquake has struck Puerto Rico. A magnitude 6.5 quake striking about 6 miles off Puerto Rico's southwest coast hours ago. A magnitude 5.8 hit the same area yesterday morning. In a YouTube video, resident Alberto Candelaria says he's not exactly an earthquake expert, but
the only thing we can be certain is the North American plate and the Caribbean plate right now are banging up against each other, and Puerto Rico's stuck in the middle.
There's no immediate word about casualties or damage. A stampede during the burial procession for the Iranian general that was killed in a U.S. airstrike has killed at least 35 people. The general's body returned for burial to his hometown today, and at least 1 million people filled the streets to mourn his death. And this is USA Radio News.
Here is some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or if you sign up for a plan that you're just not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare. It's the affordable alternative to health insurance. And it's worked beautifully for 25 years. They have more than 400,000 members now around the country. MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. And over the years, members have shared over $3 billion of each other's medical bills. So they could help share your needs too. And best of all, you could save a lot of money with MediShare. The typical savings for a family is about $500 a month. Your savings could be more or less, but think about what you could do with that extra money every month. You're not stuck with a high-cost health plan. You can join MediShare anytime, so call them today and check it out. Here's the number to find out more, and there's no pressure. They are super easy to talk to. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Defense Secretary Mark Esper saying the U.S. will not be pulling troops out of Iraq after the airstrike that killed a top Iranian general. Iraqi lawmakers are demanding that those troops be removed, but speaking at the Pentagon, Esper said the U.S. has made no decision whatsoever to leave that nation. This comes after some outlets were reporting that about 5,000 troops were going to be leaving the region, according to a letter from a top U.S. commander in Iraq. The Defense Department says the letter was sent by mistake. SpaceX's first attempt at a rocket launch in the new year is a success, sending 60 more mini internet satellites into orbit, the Falcon 9 rocket blasting into a cold, clear sky last night for its fourth flight, and then that first stage booster flew to a perfect vertical landing on an ocean platform.
And yes, we have another landing. This is the fourth landing of this vehicle.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're not sleeping as good as you should, take a tip from me, Wyatt Cox. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, and use my promo code USA. Buy one, get one free special on a MyPillow is going on right now. And if you don't like it, you got 60 days to send it back. Try it. You believe it's for me, it's worked for over 2 years, and it'll work for you too. MyPillow.com, Radio Listener Special, and use my promo code USA on a MyPillow premium pillow.
The Manhattan District Attorney's Office reportedly wants to show nude photos of disgraced movie mogul Harvey Weinstein to the jury. The New York Post reporting prosecutors want to use 7 of the photos to corroborate testimony at his upcoming sex assault trial. Weinstein's lawyers plan on filing a motion objecting to their use. A new task force comprised of members of 15 federal and state law enforcement agencies will now try to solve weeks of mysterious nighttime drone sightings across Colorado and Nebraska. The Air Force attending a big meeting yesterday about it and confirmed that the military is not behind those drones. Interested in getting paid to travel the country in a giant hot dog on wheels? Well, if so, be advised, Oscar Mayer is again looking to recruit the 2020 class of hot doggers, as they call them, to drive that 27-foot famous Wienermobile across the USA. The drivers get paid to do meet and greets at events and charity functions, as well as appearing on radio and TV. And veteran hot dogger Tori Topping says, it's just a lot of fun.
The moment we get on the highway, everybody sees us, everybody waves, and that's our favorite part, actually. The fact that we can honk and wave, and we actually have a horn in the Wienermobile that says, oh, I wish I were an Oscar Mayer Wiener.
Resumes must be in by January 31st. Visit OscarMayer.com for details. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.